This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NHL, the Rangers edged Buffalo in overtime 2-1. The International Olympic Committee is entering talks aimed at ensuring that National Hockey League players participate in the South Korean Winter Games next February. Two people familiar with the meeting tell the Associated Press that the IOC and the International Ice Hockey Federation requested a meeting Friday with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and NHL Players Association Executive Director Don Fair. UAlbany is now the center of an alleged Title IX gender discrimination probe. Two former tennis coaches claim that the school is no longer compliant with the athletic opportunity rule that women's sports programs must receive equal treatment as their male counterparts. The Times Union reports that Gordon Graham, a coach of the women's tennis program at UAlbany from 2011 until the program was disbanded last spring, is heading an investigation into the university. The Super Bowl comes back to television this Sunday. Super Bowl 50 starts at 6:30 p.m. on Fox, and we'll see the New England Patriots take on the Atlanta Falcons. Contract talks between the women's national team and the U.S. Soccer Federation have resumed after the players' union retained a new lawyer. At a news conference yesterday announcing A&E Network's purchase of a stake in the National Women's Soccer League, U.S. Soccer Federation President Sunil Gulati said he was encouraged by progress in talks for a collective bargaining agreement to replace the deal that expired December 31st. Meanwhile, the National Women's Hockey League is adjusting its schedule in order to complete the playoffs in March before players leave for the World Championships. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.